Many years ago, when I first did a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, I was really looking forward to the visiting of the Villa Dolorosa. Villa Dolorosa is the way of the cross, the road that Jesus literally walked on the cross when he carried his cross. And when I got there, I was shocked because it was in the middle of a bustling city of Jerusalem. I mean, there's these little plaques, tiny little plaques this size, and there's a number. That is it. Everyone else is this marketplace, is all just chaos going every direction. I mean, and we would stand, I remember there was 20 of us at the time, we would stand around this little mummer symbol and everyone's, we're trying to pray and we're going, it was impossible to take in the way of the cross. So when the second time I came around and I was leading pilgrims, I was determined not going to make that mistake that guy made because I wasn't leading the last one. So I arranged with the tour guide to go and I explained the trouble with going to visit the Villa Dolorosa. So I said, we're going to go at 6 a.m. in the morning. Now my pilgrims weren't exactly excited about that option, which meant they had to get up about 4:30 to go there. And we went out, I think it was the 6:30, so they had to get up at 5, and we went out. And so we went in to get, that's when the gates first opened, because remember, the gates of Jerusalem are closed. So I was all excited, and the tour guide said, we haven't done this before. Okay, well, we'll see how it goes. And so we go in, and I'm determined, I'm so excited, we're going to go in. And it's food delivery time. There's trucks, and they're going up and down. This is normally pedestrian only. It's the only time that trucks are allowed in. And so they're all delivering, the vans are all delivering the food inside the old city. I was so bummed. I was like, oh, it didn't work. And then all of a sudden, like almost like that, all the trucks left. Just for a moment, we had solitude on the Villa Dolorosa. I gathered everybody and we stopped and we attended to the moment and we were able to at least briefly get the sanctity of what we were trying to do. It was a wonderful moment, if only just for that brief moment. Today in the gospel, Jesus is upset that the marketeers or the traders are making the temple into something other than what it is. And he throws us, and if we stay at that level, we think that's all what it's about. But in fact, sometimes you have to go way, you have to go down another level. You have to go down into what was Jesus really saying is, what's the priorities in our lives? And sometimes it takes more than one rendition to get it right. I mean, we might strip this away in our life or strip that away in our life, and then it doesn't work. And we're like, so much for that. And oftentimes in Lent, that's what we do. We strip away something thinking that that's going to work and we'll have more time with Jesus in prayer. And we do what we said we're going to do for Lent and nothing has changed in our life. And we get frustrated. But we have to go again at it. Like my visit to the Villa Dolorosa, sometimes you just have to sit in the midst of it, and you'll get peace and quiet right when you least expect it. You know, finding time for Christ in our lives is hard work. I never underestimate how much effort it takes to get here, all of you, on each Sunday morning. I don't take that for granted. I know it does. So I thank you for that. And I want you to push you even further to find the same time each day, is to get up that little bit early when there's a stillness in the morning, or late at night when there's stillness in the night, and hunker down and to take 15 minutes and pray. And if it doesn't work the first thing, then try a different time. And if it doesn't work again, then try again. Keep trying until you find all of a sudden, boom, there, you'll have that moment of silence and realize that's the moment I can do it. Right there. It is hard work, I know. But the reward you will get is not a tangible reward insofar as that you'll get something to walk away with. What you come away with is a peace of heart that is intangible, but incredibly measurable. It is that silence of your heart with the Lord in that moment you will find out how much the Lord loves you. And all your brokenness and all your mistakes and all the things that we do that we know we ought not to do, and all the things we know we ought to do that we fail to do, that the Lord still loves us. Now, if we don't find that time, keep trying until it breaks. It will come. There will be somewhere, there's a break between the busyness of the commercial deliveries, so to speak, and the busyness of our lives. Somewhere is there time for the Lord. So I plead with you in these last 3 weeks is to fight hard for the Lord. To fight hard and to give Him 15 minutes of silence, of listening to what He wants to tell you. Believe me, it will be worth every effort on your heart. Please, 15 minutes for the Lord in the midst of your busy day, and the Lord will reward you.